The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the audio version of my one-page article I wrote and published on my blog Kol HaSridim on July 21st, 2021, entitled Bodily Posture as a Sensory Anchor for Kavana in Tefillah. In Hilchos Tefillah, Chapter 4, Rambam identifies five essential requirements for Tefillah, i.e. the Amidah. One of these is Kavanas Halev, mental focus. Quote, from Hilchos Tefillah 4:15, a person should empty their mind of all thoughts and see themselves as though they are standing before the Shechina, the Divine Presence, end quote. In Hilchos Tefillah Chapter 5, Rambam lists eight additional requirements for Tefillah. Although these eight requirements are obligatory, they are not indispensable for discharging one's obligation. One of these requirements is Tikkun HaGuf, preparation of the body. Quote from Hilchos Tefillah, chapter 5, halacha 4. When he stands in tefillah, he needs to place his feet side by side. He should direct his eyes downwards as if he is looking at the earth. His heart should be faced upwards as if he is standing in the sky. He places his hands clasped over his heart, the right on the left. He stands like a servant before his master in awe, fear, and dread, and he shouldn't rest his hands on his hips. End quote. I'm aware that there are specific ideas associated with each of these requirements. For example, the Rashba in Chidushei Agadah Brachos 10b explains that by placing our feet side by side and clasping our hands together, positions which restrict our movement, we are emulating the Malachim, the angels, whose movements are bound and determined solely by the will of God. However, I haven't yet learned all the sources, so I can't say anything about the general character of Tikkun HaGuf, the general halacha character of Tikkun HaGuf. That being said, I recently discovered a new function of Tikkun HaGuf, even if it's not the actual purpose. In her book, True Refuge, Finding Peace and Freedom in Your Own Awakened Heart, Tara Brach writes, quote, the path to mindfulness begins with concentration, a one-pointed focusing of the attention. It is difficult to be mindful of your experience if your mind is lost in a continuous stream of discursive thought. So first we collect and quiet the mind by directing attention to a sensory anchor. This might mean following the breath or scanning the body for sensations or listening to sounds. With practice, whatever anchor you choose can become a reliable home base for your attention. Like a good friend, it will help you reconnect with an inner sense of balance and well-being. End quote. I had just read this passage in Tara Brach before davening one day, and I realized, hey, I wonder whether the bodily postures of Tikkun HaGuf could serve as sensory anchors for helping maintain kavana. I decided to try it. When I stood up for my Amidah, I paused and focused on my bodily sensations. I felt my two feet next to each other. I felt the weight of my right hand clasped on my left. I felt my left hand resting on my beating heart. I felt my bowed head. I felt my downward eyes. I began to daven, and it worked. In my usual davening, I'll often wake up in the middle of a later bracha, my mind having wandered without realizing it. But after anchoring myself in the somatic sensations of my tefillah posture, whenever my mind started to wander, my focus would snap back to my bodily awareness and be redirected to my kavana. It kind of felt like a trampoline safety net. Whenever I fell off the kavana beam, I'd hit the trampoline of bodily awareness and bounce back onto the beam. This occurred many times throughout my Amidah, and it's worked for every tefillah in which I've consciously implemented it. To be clear, I'm not saying that this is the purpose of Tikkun HaGuf. The purpose undoubtedly lies in the particulars. All I'm saying is that utilizing Tikkun HaGuf as a sensory anchor for Kavanas Halev has helped me to have better Kavana in my davening. And if you give it a try, maybe it'll help you too. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.